6 inches apart or something like that, the stalks, the grain will be, and that's the way it comes up.
So. When it's in the cotton, what would they say they were doing?
Chopping cotton. Mm-hmm. That's what they use.
What about scraping cotton? You ever heard people say that?
Scraping cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did it.
Now, what's the difference between scraping and chopping?
Well, now I'm going to tell you, scraping cotton, that's when it really gets bad. It's just nearly lost.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a couple of deals that sort of looks like a turning plow. And they not sharp on point, they got a point that turns back to the right and left, you see. One of them turns the right and the other left. And you put them on a cultivator. This is a walking cultivator now I'm talking about. And you get right up and just leave that cotton on a little bitty ridge, see. You just scrape right down it, and it just sort of leaves it like a housetop, you know, just combed up like that. And it scrapes the grass all out of it, but just a little bit right in where the cotton is at. You pile that all out in the middle, you see. That grass where it's rained like it has now, did do that in the spring of the year, and the cotton would get bagged, then you'd have to use scrapers on it.
Well, what was the chop? When you chop cotton, what would you use?
You use a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them use 8-inch holes. Most everybody used an 8-inch hole.
What's an 8? What do you mean?
8 inches wide.
Uh-huh.
You see.
What kind of grass would be growing up in the cotton field?
Well, I tell you, in this country, crap grass is the worstest they are. Boy, it takes everything. My garden's full of it out there now.
Mm-hmm.
When it rains like this, it runs away. And my daddy used to say, as long as it's standing up, it's all right. You can get it. You can cut it down. But he said, when it gets down on its knees and starts running, you can't do nothing with it. In other words, when it falls over, everywhere there's a joint about ever that far apart, about every inch and a half apart. That joint will take root, and it starts growing. And you see, and you can't do nothing with that stuff, because you cut it off, dig it up back here where it come up from, the big bunch of it, and this out here where it breaks off, it'll just keep right, it'll make another bunch, it'll just keep right on growing. He said, once it gets down on its knees and starts running, you can't handle it, see, it gets away from you.
What about when you're plowing, sort of the trenches that the plow cuts? That's called the
fur.
Uh-huh. Well, say if you're plowing with two mules, you say you have a
team. That's what you call that, a team, you see.
Do you ever hear it called a pair of mules?
Yeah, but most everybody say a team, that meant two mules, you see. Because they say if they hooked four mules there, they had two teams to that,
mm-hmm.
or four pair, or whichever way you want to call it. Most everybody out here, where I was raised, called them teams.
Was that the same thing?
That'd be a couple, too, yeah. It'd be the same thing as a team, you see. So,
uh-huh.
Well, I got a pair of mules, or I have a team of mules. It'd be the same, you see, or horses. It'd be the same. It'd mean the same thing.
Uh-huh. What would you call the horse or the mule that walks in the furrow when you're plowing?
Well, if he walks in the fur, you'd either have to be a running middles or center fern, they call it, if he walks in the fur.
You'd have to be what?
A running middles. They call it running middles or center fern. They call it center fern. A lot of them did, you see.
Center
fern? Center, you know. They call it center fern. I don't know why, but that's what they call it. Was center fern. In other words, they meant they was going down each row, between the rows, right in the center. See, and they called it center fern. And they said, well, I'm going to have center fern my cotton before I can plant it, or my corn. The ground would get hard, and it'd pull your mules to death. If you went out there with four plows on the cultivator, you see, you'd be plowing one row at a time with four plows on the cultivator where the ground was packed real hard and it was stiff dirt, then it'd pull your mules to death, see? And then you'd go out there and center fur it first.
What would center fur it do?
Well, it'd break that ground up, you see, there in that center, and you'd just have two plows run here close, be little plows, that'd be running up close to you. Cotton or corn or whatever you might be planting.